We want to take a few minutes to remember the life and work of Dr. Paul Farmer. The physician and founder of the group Partners in Health died yesterday while in Rwanda. He was 62. Joining us now is Dr. Joya Mukherjee, the chief medical officer at Partners in Health. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Rupa.
I'm so sorry for your loss. How long had you known Dr. Farmer?
I had known Paul for about 24 years and worked side by side with him all of those years.
How are you feeling?
I think I speak for our whole organization in saying, you know, we are just have both unimaginable grief and sorrow, but also we're today actually quite full of gratitude for all of Paul's work and for, you know, what he meant to us and to all of the world. So, I mean, we're unimaginably sad, all of us. But we carry his love with us.
He's being remembered as an advocate for the poor and those underserved by healthcare. Do you think that's how he'd want to be remembered?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was absolutely his passion, his mission to care for the poor and sick, and to assure the very same standard of care for anyone, anywhere, whether it was rural Rwanda or Haiti to inner city Boston, and just had impossibly high standards for equity and justice. And we all just emulate and adore him, and he would want to be seen as an advocate for the poor and underserved, yes.
How did his ethics and goals help shape Partners in Health?
Well, I mean, I would say Paul's ethics and goals are Partners in Health. I mean, our very name, Partners in Health, always means to all of us, as it did to Paul, that, you know, we can't work alone, none of us, that we must have partners. We must always extend the table to include anyone who is part of this mission. So whether it's a driver going over hill and dale to take a patient to a hospital, whether it's a very wealthy person who wants to, have a legacy of giving, whether it's, a nurse, the Brigham, I think partners is really from Paul. He always encouraged us to make a bigger table. And then the second is, you know, the ethic that everyone deserves the right to health care. Everyone deserves compassion and dignity. We have tried, all of us, to never leave a person out, to never say something is too complicated or too hard, and to always think of a patient, a person, as we would our own family, very literally. And so I think, you know, Paul is our North Star still and will always be. I'm very proud to have worked with him and known him. And I know we are all proud that he is, you know, the visionary of our organization, even in death.
How does Partners carry on his legacy from here?
Mm-hmm. Paul left us and the whole world a roadmap. He was very clear in his life, how we should act, how we should care for one another. He was prolific in his writing, books and essays, speeches, and in the principles that he laid out for us. And so we know what to do. There are many of us, we know what to do, and we're grateful for that roadmap. It's unambiguous.
Dr. Joya Mukherjee, the Chief Medical Officer at Partners in Health, remembering the life of Dr. Paul Farmer, thank you so much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you, Rupa.